Thank you. With that, we're commissioner's report, and under commissioner's reports, hopefully everyone will read that letter. And I just, you know, I'll start with a few brief comments. And, you know, it was very instructive. And thank you, Commissioner Keeley, for putting this on. It was very, I think, enlightening and helpful to have those conversations with staff and Carl, because like I said, it was an open discussion and it was a real good back and forth. So thank you. Thank you for your efforts.
Mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members, thank you very much. Three folks were, Commissioner Koenig and the chair, myself, were directed by the commission to sit down with the California Transportation Commission, both members and executive staff, to work through the knotty issue of having the largest active transportation grant the CTC has ever given out, and they gave it out to the second smallest landmass county in the state. And so the CTC and us have a strong interest in holding that active transportation grant together. The challenge that we was the focal point of our discussion with the CTC was our costs, like any other project in the state of California, continue to grow with regard to the project, although the project funding doesn't increase. So query, is it possible, for example, to build three quarters with 100% of the money? Is it possible to get more money? Is it possible to have a somewhat different approach but still get the same outcome with regard to the active transportation grant? Those were the three concepts that were the subject of conversation. Both in the pre-meeting with Commissioner Gardino and in the more lengthy meeting with Commissioner Gardino and senior staff at CTC and our staff and our commissioners, those points were driven home by the CTC. Their fundamental argument was this: we gave out the active transportation grants. You are no different than anybody else. Your concrete costs went up, your labor costs went up, so did everybody else's. You can either figure out how to do this for the money we gave you, or the degree to which you reduce it, we'll take that portion of the money back. If you think there's more money, let us disabuse you of that by explaining the following. There's a cut line for the funding, and you made the cut. There's folks below the cut line who are ready to take your money if you default on delivering. So none of these are going to work. Find a new way to do this. And so that was, I think, the outcome. I would certainly defer to others who were in the meeting. I think that was the sum and substance of the meeting. And we agreed with them that we would then return to our local efforts and find a way to not lose the largest active transportation grant in the history of the state of California, deliver for the community, as well as keeping faith with the CTC, upon whom we place a lot of hope and aspirations for future grants and relationships to get other work done. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And I think that's a great synopsis of the conversation. But like I said, it was a good conversation, a good back and forth. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to add anything else except for the timetable that we got to process, right? You know, but that's about it. Any other commissioners report? Anybody online?
No.
I'm going to close that up and bring it back to the commission.
I'll just add one quick comment. I do think that Commissioner Keeley did an excellent job of summarizing our meeting, and I also want to thank staff for the great letter doing so. I think one thing that did come through and that I continue to hear repeated, which I just want to disabuse folks of the notion that any of the benefits for this grant were related to rail. They are entirely for active transportation, and CTC staff did make that clear. They did say that it is possible that any changes that we consider to the project could require a major scope change, and that would have to be considered. But when you consider that the the closest option that was, I think, discussed at our last meeting that was almost feasible was basically eliminating segment 11 entirely. And staff did some excellent work to show that you consider segments 10 and 11 as a combined project. It's about 20,000 linear feet of trail. Segment 11 is 13,000 feet of that. So the idea that we could maintain all of the money for the active transportation grant and eliminate more than 50% of the trail we build is, I think, pretty much off the table. Thanks.